Chapter 31. Christmas 1968. Family and friends assembled at the ranch for an old-fashioned holiday reunion. Susan and Jack, who were working at the Mystic Arts bookstore in Laguna, came up for the festival and stayed in our cottage. The high mountains were sunbathable when the sky was blue, but that week was cloudy and chilly. The day after Christmas, we got cabin fever. Rosemary and I decided to drive to Berkeley and enjoy civilization for a week before the winter lecture tour. We dropped Susan off at her apartment in Laguna Beach and headed into the canyon where Jack was staying in John Griggs' house. I noticed that we were being followed by an unmarked car. As I parked in front of the house, a policeman appeared on the driver's side and asked for my ID. He talked on his radio. In minutes, two more black and whites pulled up to the scene, red lights flashing. Four cops stood by my window. The first cop said, "You get out of your car on your own or we'll use force." I stepped out, protesting the illegality of the search. The policeman leaned over the driver's seat, fumbled with the ashtray, and then said, "You're under arrest." Word for word, it was a repeat of my encounter with G. Gordon Liddy. Arrest? For what? The officer reached in his right trousers pocket and pulled out two crumbled, half-smoked roaches. With this handy evidence as justification, the other officers searched Rosemary and Jack, who were both holding, handcuffed us all, and whirled us off to jail. There, we were forced to submit to the familiar routine, fingerprints, mug shots, holding cell. The Brotherhood's lawyer had us out in bail in an hour. The next day, my attorney had reassuring news. Hey, everybody around the courthouse knows what happened. The officer that busted you is notorious for planting evidence. We'll get the case thrown out in the preliminary hearings. That sounds great, I said, but just out of curiosity, what's the penalty for possession of two roaches? Well, you can get up to 10 years, said the lawyer, but don't worry. We'll beat it if we have to take it to the Supreme Court. Won't this give the government the excuse to pull my appeal bond on the Laredo case? My lawyer replied, hey, they don't need any excuses. When they want you jugged, they'll do it.